It basically, I want to ask you a couple of questions concerning some youth issues. And this is for a youth project that we're working on at the AFN, and that's under SDC. And I guess I was wondering, what were some of the future plans that you had for the youth as far as the AFN is concerned, the organization?
So one of the things that was emphasized to us in our discussions with the young people and First Nation youth groups in various parts of the country is that AFN has not been representing fairly the interests of young people, and that they wanted their own voice in our national organization. And we can't argue with that. I mean, it's true that AFN has to be more inclusive than it's been. And so last December, we sponsored a youth roundtable in Ottawa, and we brought together about 50 First Nation youth representatives from various parts of the country.
Oh, yeah.
University students, youth workers, youth activists, we had a good discussion. And one of the recommendations that came from that youth roundtable was a call for a national conference this youth conference, national youth conference, would bring together about 5 to 1500, I forget the number, the exact number, First Nation youth to talk about their views on how their voice ought to be heard in the Assembly of First Nations. When we talk about making the AFN more inclusive, how that ought to be reflected as far as the interests of First Nation youth are concerned. And so that's the discussion that has to take place. We haven't precluded any of these any of the discussions and decisions and recommendations that are going to be taken. And so it's very much an open process right now.
Okay. So when you actually have this conference that's going to be scheduled for the future sometime, I was wondering if the youth that are going to attend the conference, will that be just representative of the youth that live on reserve, sort of like what the AFN represents itself?
The AFN represents itself as representing the interests of all of our people, regardless of residency. We made that point today. A decision has been taken to the Confederacy meeting in Edmonton that makes this very clear, this point very clear, that we have to be able to represent all of our people, regardless of residency. There's a need to be more inclusive. That means being able to represent the interests of young people, women, elders, urban people, traditional leaders. This process of change that we're undergoing as a national organization is really, really important.
So I was also wondering, I guess, on what you were saying was that having a youth, being represented, I was wondering if the AFN ever thought about having a youth coordinator representative of the First Nations, much like, say, Director of Education or Director of Languages.
In fact, we have. The problem with the way that was structured is that we ended up delivering a youth program for First Nations youth. And AFN is a political organization. It's not in the business of delivering programs and services. So what we have to do is organize this in a way that it very clearly is political representation that we're talking about.
Okay. I guess to make it short, one of the last question I have, I was wondering sort of what your general outlook was and your personal thoughts on where the youth are standing today and sort of the direction that they're, your understanding of where the direction is going to end up going. Are you satisfied or within?
Well,
what are your thoughts?
I'm encouraged by what I've witnessed. I pointed out earlier today to the chiefs in Confederacy here that in 1960 they had about 80 people in post-secondary institutions. Today there are about 30,000. And so that means that our young people are becoming more educated, developing their skills and their talents, and you name the discipline, we have people in those disciplines. Whether we're talking about doctors, lawyers, dentists, you name the profession and discipline, we have our own people in those professions and disciplines. And that speaks well positively about the real contribution being made by our young people, because many of the 30,000 people that I talk about being in post-secondary institutions are young people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That bodes well for the future of the First Nations.
So looking good back. Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Ray.
Okay, bye.